Hey there, welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and on this podcast, we address the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love. If you're watching on YouTube, which I hope more of you, if you haven't watched on YouTube on the Dave and Ashley Willis channel, I encourage you to do so. We're coming to you live from Southlake, Texas at the EXO Marriage Headquarters, the marriage capital of the world, sipping on some amazing EXO Press coffee. I got a cold brew today. Dave has his standard Americano with stevia. So delicious. Come and you can maybe catch us live in one of our recordings. It's so good. We'd love to have you here. We're continuing on our series today, but today's the day, guys. You've been waiting for it. We're going to talk about sex, baby. We're going to
talk about
you and me. Okay. All the good things. Okay. We can't do too much more.
The people that didn't live through the 90s, they don't have salt and pepper.
That's right.
They don't. They've missed out on a whole era of talking about sex.
That's right. Making parents feel uncomfortable for a long time. It's great.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. Well, intimacy is more than just sex, as we talked about, but it does include sex. Mm-hmm. And we just wonder, has the fire gone out in your marriage? First, we're going to discuss ways.
We brought some lighter fluid today.
That's right. We're gonna light it up, guys. And we are going to discuss ways to rekindle the romance in your marriage. And then we're going to talk about the importance of physical touch. And then finally, we're going to talk about how to enhance intimacy with sensory play.
Ooh.
All right. We're gonna get steamy.
It's not just the coffee talking, but I'm alert and excited.
I know you are.
About this episode. All right, so stick around, guys, to the very end. We've got a bonus sex tip that you've probably never heard anywhere else. And you're gonna wanna stick around till the end to get that. Before we get there, though, review and follow us on Apple. If you're listening on Apple, just hit the follow button on the top of our show page. It helps other people find this podcast, and it also makes sure you never miss an episode. We also want to let you know about a free resource that we're giving away this month. It's in-law relationships. In-law relationships can be tough. So we created this free resource to help you navigate them with a lot more clarity and peace. It's called The 10 Unhealthy Types of In-Laws. And this great free resource will allow you to navigate your in-law relationships. Plus, it's hilarious.
It may not be if you're in the midst of this. It will give solidarity.
Sometimes you have to laugh so you don't cry.
But I know. There'd just be tears, guys.
But
we've lived it. We know.
It's also practical. And it's going to help you be a healthy in-law. And it's going to help you potentially understand better and foster better relationships with your in-laws while still protecting your marriage and having boundaries in place to make sure that nobody is creating division in your marriage. So check that out. We have a link to that in the description of this podcast episode, and I'm excited.
I think we're gonna have goofy grins the whole time, and it's sort of that we're talking about, you know, physical intimacy / sex, but also because we're really highly caffeinated, so it's gonna be fun, guys. I hope you're ready for this ride. All right, we're gonna first talk about rekindling romance, because I feel like a lot of you who maybe chose to watch this episode, maybe that's why. Like, maybe you feel like, man, I just feel like at one time, maybe you had romance and the spark was really there, and maybe the fire was going, like a really strong fire, so to speak, in your marriage and in your sex life. But maybe over time it's fizzled and it's, you know, feels like a cold part of your marriage.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've really never had it. I mean, we talked to couples who were like, I don't even think we've ever really had, you know, a very, just a really thriving romantic life, so to speak. Like, we have people who write us and say, like, I don't know what we're missing here, but we just don't seem to know what we're doing, and we don't know how to really get each other excited about sex. We have very mismatched sex drives. There's a lot of different reasons, but wherever you find yourself in your marriage, wherever you kind of find yourself in your physical, intimate life, okay, you can rediscover love and affection in your marriage, but it's going to take intentionality.
It is. It's going to take intentionality. And guys, in every season, it's possible. I think of this contrast, okay? We've got two different couples back at our home church, mm-hmm. both the same age, same season of life, mm-hmm. new empty nesters, both of them.
Yes.
One of these couples, they're having the time of their lives. They're having like a sexual...
like an awakening.
Awakening in their marriage. You know, he's buying new lingerie all the time. They're running around.
They're literally running naked.
They're telling their kids, like, give us plenty of lead time if you come over. And they're just like giggly, like a couple
of... They're just so excited.
Yeah. I mean, it's really sweet to see. Now,
We don't see it. We just know it's
right.
happening.
We don't see it.
I just want to make that clarification.
We're not there seeing it.
We're not that close,
but,
guys.
You know, Ashley's very close to the wife, and, yes. and they've talked about this. And
which it makes me excited about
right.
the whole
infidelity. Right, we celebrate it with them.
Yeah.
Now, we have another set of friends, mm-hmm. same season of life, new empty nesters, same age. They're all probably all these folks are maybe like early 50s.
Early to mid-50s, yes.
And we haven't talked to them about it, but we can just tell from being around them.
I have a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that it's kind of a drought this season.
It's a drought.
It's not excitement. It's drudgery. And they're you know, dealing with some other things too, but
it's just disappointing. I feel like the best.
Disappointing.
Just so very disappointing. Yeah.
Right. And so we're just seeing this contrast right before our eyes. And these mm-hmm. are two couples that love the Lord, love each other.
For sure.
You know, we've known them forever, and yet their lives and their marriages are in this season just so drastically different.
Yeah.
And so we're saying all this to say, listen, you can be doing a lot of things well, a lot of things right, and you could still end up in the season of, hey, how did we get here? This is not what I expected. Yeah. I'm disappointed and frustrated. But wherever you are, you can get to where other friends are, where you're chasing each other around the bedroom again.
Yeah.
And enjoying the sexual awakening and having lingerie parties and whatever else they're doing.
Right, just enjoying each other.
Just enjoying each
other. And
bringing
the fun back into your marriage. I think sometimes we can put fun on the back burner. It doesn't have to be put that way, but I think that we don't need to fear any season of our marriage. We can really, you know, I think the first step is recognizing it, watching a podcast episode like this and recognizing, I don't know if either one of us would say we're really enjoying, you know, our sex life right now. Like, it's not that we want anyone else or are even unattracted to each other, but it's just not what I thought it would be. I think a lot of people get to that point and they're like, where do we go from here, right?
Yeah,
and I think
yeah.
that like the couple that's not doing as well in this new season in their marriage, I think that's what it is. It's like they feel a little bit like strangers. That happens a lot where they're busy with all the things and now all of a sudden they're in this new season and they're like, how do we rediscover? And this isn't just for empty nesters. This episode is certainly not just for empty nesters, but I feel like at any point in your marriage, it's very easy, unless we're intentional, to lose sight of this part of our marriage, because unless we're being intentional about prioritizing it, you know, trying to put sex on the calendar, really making sure it's something that we're regularly having and that we're flirting with each other, that we're affectionate with each other, then we will naturally just, our calendar, our schedules are gonna be taken up with so many other things. And so again, the first step is that we have to prioritize it. We have to say, you know, where we are now is not ideal. Let's work hard on, you know, taking this seriously in our marriage and being intentional about investing in this part of our marriage.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that part of it is just that we both have different ideas of what physical intimacy looks like. I think for a lot of men, it's just sex. Like, I think it's like the act of intercourse, mainly, maybe oral sex thrown in there, is like that's physical intimacy. But for a lot of women, they're like, yeah, sex is great. I mean, it's not that women love sex too, but it's like, but what about the affection? What about the non-sexual touch, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of men and women, you know, in the unique way that God wired us, generally speaking, again, this is generally speaking, there can certainly be differences among general populations of men and women. But generally speaking, I think that sometimes we come to this disconnect because we are not, we're kind of like, for women, maybe we're like, well, he's not giving me a lot of non-sexual physical touch, so why would I feel like being intimate with him? Like, why would I want to have sex? Because he's not meeting my needs.
Right.
It's like all he wants is sex.
This cycle where it's like, well, if she's not meeting my need,
right.
my biggest need is I want to have sexual connection. If she's not meeting that, then how can I be affectionate with her?
Right.
Because one, like, I don't feel like it. Two, mm-hmm. it just gets me more in the mood to have sex, which she's not going to do. And
right.
and round
it's
and round
cycle.
We go. It's mm-hmm. this cycle. And both spouses have to be willing to break that cycle and to serve one another. You know, husbands provide a lot of non-sexual physical touch, you know, provide tender affection, provide, you know, foot rubs and back rubs and hand holding and gentle caresses and arms around the shoulder.
Hugs.
And hugs and all these things yeah. that you don't expect are going to lead straight to the bedroom. And ladies, if your husband has that higher drive and is wanting more sexual frequency, or husbands, if your wife's wanting more sexual frequency, because it can go that way as well.
It I can't tell you how many messages.
Yeah, so many women write and say, I'm the one that has the higher drive.
Yes.
And my husband, you know, what do I do with that? And mm-hmm. so this is not a man-woman specific issue. The majority of the time, it is the husband who has the higher drive. But
yeah.
in many, many, many cases, the woman has the higher drive. And so in either situation, the principle is basically the same. You have to be willing to serve one another, meet each other's needs, not only sexually, but otherwise as well. And just prioritize it because it's important.
It is important. I'm going to look up in just a minute the importance of physical touch and, like, psychologically speaking, you know, the benefits of this. And I know that as parents, like a lot of us parents out there who've read parental books, there's a lot of, you know, attachment theory is kind of, you know, they'll talk about the importance of physical touch with our children and how just even the act of holding babies, you know, when they're young, and the skin to skin touch, and, you know, we're, you know, nursing even, and just kind of having that touch, the touch points with our children, hugging them, you know, rubbing their backs. Like, yeah. there's a lot of research on this and how that forms attachment, right? But for some reason, I feel like there's such a disconnect in us making the jump to husband and wife, how that attachment, you know, theory still applies, and that we're forming more attachment through the touch as well, right?
Yeah.
Because there's literally things released within our body that I will share in just a minute that just kind of connects us and makes us feel bonded. And so, you know, and it's not just through sex. I mean, sex is the ultimate bond for a husband and wife, specifically designed by God for marriage between one man and one woman. And it does do all these things. And we have a lot of physiological things happening when we have sex, but there's also a lot happening through those things leading up to the bedroom that involve physical touch.
Well, physical touch by itself is important. I mean, I saw a study that talked about how life expectancy is impacted by the amount of physical touch, not necessarily by sex. You know, a person can be celibate and single and live, you know, a full long life. But if there's no touch, if there's no like kind, just touching, I'm not talking about sexual touch at this point, but just a friend to give you a hug, you know, someone
yes.
to come and put their hand on your back, and, you know,
yes.
just without that, we as human beings, we die sooner. Like, God wired us up to need to connect. And now we're living in an age, the post-COVID world especially, where people are afraid to touch each other. We're like, we're all germaphobes all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the casualties of that is so many folks are starved for that physical affection. And again, I'm not just talking about sex here. I'm talking about the single people in your life that maybe don't even have a romantic partner, that they need a hug, right? They need physical contact. But in marriage especially, your spouse should never ever feel starved Mm-mm. of physical touch. And some people desire it more than others. For some, it's a primary love language. For others, they don't really need it nearly as much. But everybody needs some physical touch and some affection.
Yes.
And then in marriage too, don't just stop at the touch. Don't just stop at the hug, but also prioritize the sex. And
yeah.
we're gonna be talking about that a lot as well.
We will. And I wanna say this before we go.
You've probably heard Ashley and I talk about the importance of therapy. And this is something that we have benefited from individually and together as a couple at different points in our marriage and in our individual lives as well. That's why I'm so proud to be able to partner with BetterHelp. They are the largest online therapy organization that you can find. They're very reputable. They have helped thousands and thousands of people. I'm one of them, by the way. You've heard us in the past talk about Faithful Counseling. This is the same company. BetterHelp is the parent company of Faithful Counseling. So you can find a Christian therapist. You can do this from the convenience of your home. You don't have to sit in an office. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do it from home, which is what I did, and it's so helpful. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist. There's a link in our description, or you can go to betterhelp.com/nakedmarriage. That's betterhelp.com/nakedmarriage. So if you're struggling, consider online therapy with BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/nakedmarriage.
Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe,
Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring.
Lame.
That's why an Aura Frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. You know, I have an Aura Frame, and I love it.
Dads like them too, I just want to say.
And dads like them, that's true. It's just so personalized. You know, personalized gifts are the best. Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage, so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame or to your own frame. Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater or candle, she'll also love that an Aura Frame means she gets to see more of you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com and get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code NAKED, that's NAKED, at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Into the science behind this. I don't know where I saw this, if it was a personal interaction or if it was something I read, but it really struck me. And it was someone who had just lost their spouse. And I remember this wife was saying, it had been a little bit since she had lost her spouse, and the wife was saying something she did not expect that she would miss so much are the daily touches. She said, I feel so starved for daily affection. She's like, literally, I feel starved, and it feels wrong, because daily her husband had been a very affectionate man. And she said, I don't even know how to respond to that. And a lot of it is, again, it's a physiological response, but also that has formed this bond. And it broke my heart. Like, I thought, nobody really thinks about that. I mean, we don't, right? We think about the conversations. You think, you know, we assume all this bonding, but
yeah,
the actual pat on the back, sitting in bed together and just being close to someone and having that physical touch, you know. Sometimes when we're, you know, watching Netflix or whatever, I'll just like hold your hand. Like, but we take that for granted, you know, and it just broke my heart. I thought, man, it just shows you the power of that physical touch and how it builds intimacy. It also builds trust. And so with that in mind, I want to share an article with you all from lovediscovery.org. I'm not saying everything on there is great, but I do like this article. Just a little caveat there. It says that there's scientific research that consistently highlights the emotional and physiological benefits associated with physical touch. When intimate and sensual touch occurs, okay, and we're talking about sensual, you know, intimate and sensual. Sensual means like sexual, obviously, but I mean, intimate could be just leading up to like the touching that you do flirting throughout the day, okay? It says it helps to reduce, it releases oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin. That's what I was talking about when it releases those things. And all of those combined help reduce stress levels and promote overall well-being. These neurochemicals also play a role in decreasing feelings of loneliness, sadness, and anxiety, while fostering positive emotions like contentment, relaxation, and alertness. And it also fosters trust between individuals, and this is crazy, by activating the brain's orbitofrontal cortex, which is responsible for feelings of reward and compassion. Our skin is equipped with specialized receptors, which elicits emotional responses, making touch a powerful vehicle for connection and understanding. So God designed us to have this touch, right? As a husband and wife. And it actually gives a little more on non-sexual touch, which we were just talking about. So this is, you know, we're talking about sensual, intimate touch, but also just even the non-sexual. It says that this plays a vital role in the nurturing of intimacy in particular, because research shows that this kind of physical touch promotes a sense of being understood, accepted, and cared for. And it has a huge influence on just your physical and emotional well-being. And I just want to say one more thing. So like when that oxytocin is released in physical touch and bonding, they refer to that as the love hormone. Now, where you've heard this before is with children, like as a mother to a child or a father to a child. But this is even more so, it applies to this bonding of a husband and wife. And so when we engage specifically in intimate touch, our oxytocin levels rise, and we feel trust, attachment, and connection. And so it brings that intimacy. Literally, it's the intimacy hormone, really. They call it love hormone. But it's more than that. It's that intimacy,
yeah,
that bonding. And so There's a lot going on.
That's how God wired us up.
Exactly. He made us to experience this.
Yeah, and it's a powerful force mm-hmm. in marriage to experience that intimate touch
right.
together.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to bond you together. It's why it's also so important to be careful that you're not experiencing any kind of intimate, romantic, sensual touch with anybody other than your spouse.
Absolutely.
Way out of bounds for a whole number of reasons.
And I will say too, I know you're like, well, you're kind of blurring the lines between non-sexual and sexual. I want to tell you, it's not that much of a leap, because I think sometimes we've seen people, just a little side note, think, well, I just love giving hugs to my coworker because he's just a great hugger, or she's just a great hugger. But there's not quite a, you know what I'm saying? You get more and more used to this friendliness, that it can cross those and boundaries because you're starting to bond.
Right.
There's still attachment
if you
that
just
happens.
Love smashing your torso against the torso of that person of the opposite sex. Like that's
and holding on tight, like holding on. I mean, I'm not saying don't hug people, obviously, but I think just be aware of those things.
Yeah, that's really good. You know, the Christian side hug is a safe bet.
Or the open hug. What do you call that?
I don't know, like the...
It's like you're hugging, but you're not smashing, you know?
Call it like the scoliosis hug, because you have to, your back has to take the form of...
Oh, gosh, sounds painful.
Yeah, it's probably not the right...
Some people don't believe in the Christian side hug anymore because they said it just feels weird. But I'm like, do what makes you feel like you're honoring your spouse. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That's the best route.
Don't be a creepy Christian is basically... don't be a creepy Christian. And you know what I'm talking about. As soon as I said that, somebody popped in your head. You're like, don't be like Ted. You know, like somebody.
It's not
specific.
Always a guy. It could be a girl. We don't know.
It could. All right. Let's get back to sex. All right. Because some of you guys are listening. You're like, yeah, you've been talking about holding hands and stuff in this sex episode.
Well, we're getting into the sensory play, which it's is about, more the sensual play.
So, yes. So, guys, sex should be an engaging of all five senses.
Yes.
Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. And, so you got to use... Use all of that. That's
think about it. I think just giving that thought.
Sight. Let's just unpack them one at a time. Sight. Explore each other. Celebrate each other, visually. Have some lights on.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's soft light, that's more flattering.
Yeah.
And
don't have the lights glaring in your eyes.
Yeah, not
in
your eyes, but get some candlelight going. Some side lamps going where you can see what's going on and you can celebrate each other's form. And ladies, listen, even if you don't like your body, I promise you, your husband loves seeing your naked body. And it impacts him in ways you cannot imagine. So let him see and celebrate your feminine form. And thank your creator. He will thank your creator every time he lays eyes on you. And so sight, just... Take it in, sound. I say it's good to be expressive, letting your partner know when something feels good. I think moans or...
Well, we talked about this on our previous podcast because some people are really into that and some are not, and some feel weird. So
why would you
talk about it? Well, I've just heard certain people say, I don't know. I guess it's like what they...
Or just like that feels really good.
Or I don't know.
But that's
what
I mean. It's like it's so safe and intimate that just express yourself in whatever ways. But there should be sound. And if it's too silent or if it's put on some music in the background.
Yeah, find that I was gonna say with sounds. I mean, find your songs that you're like, ooh, this sets the mood.
Right, because we'll put on a show sometimes and
somebody's murdered all of a sudden.
Right. If there's a murder and that's a mood killer. Or, if there's a laugh track, if I feel like people are laughing at me while I'm making love, that's a bit of a turn off. And so, but then the clapping is nice when everybody's clapping the laugh track. I'm like,
that is true. You feel like, yes.
I don't know. All that's weird.
I think music is great.
I think music's your best bet. Have some music on.
Some R&B. Boys to Men. It's going to age me, but
we're just in a 90s kind of just. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of their songs are sad, though. Like, The End of the Road, which was literally the soundtrack of my childhood.
I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men.
Yeah, there you
on
go.
On repeat.
Yep, there's that. But some of theirs, I was just thinking, total side note, they have some sad ones. Like, some of my favorite, Down on Bended Knee. There's Down on Bended Knee, but he's begging to have her back. And then there's Let's Not Wait Till the Water Runs Dry, which is a good message, but why is the water running dry?
These young people listening have no idea what we're talking about.
Yes, go look it up, guys. You're going to have a whole new genre.
Boys to old men at this point.
No, they're amazing. They're still, they're going strong. I'd go see them in concert. But, find your
soundtrack.
Your soundtrack.
And then smells. All right. So this.
Smells are huge.
This gets, okay. So, guys, listen. especially if you want your spouse to focus on your intimate areas.
Oh, you're going to bring up Lumi?
No. Well, I could.
Actually, they're a sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah, they are now, right?
They are.
How about it? So you want to smell good in your areas that can...
In nether regions.
Potentially, without proper attention, smell less than good.
Yeah.
And so good hygiene.
So take a shower.
Shower. Make sure if you're all sweaty, go shower first. You know, maybe spray on a little cologne even if your spouse is into that, or perfume. Lumi, which is a full body deodorant that specializes kind of in your crevices and nether regions. And
your bits.
Yeah. You know, and make those areas more, inviting.
Yeah, right. Smell is definitely, like, if it's not good, it's a mood killer. So definitely take in those smells.
Smell goes into...
Have a candle going.
Yeah, scented candle. Taste.
Have good breath.
Good breath, guys, listen.
A mouthwash guy.
Yeah, I put on some mouthwash because I'm starting to get old man breath.
You mean you rinse with some mouthwash.
Like, I used to have naturally pretty good breath, but something happened as I entered middle age. Yes, I kind of do. I don't know where that came from, but listen, you just got to be aware. Nobody can really taste their own breath completely, but just believe your breath is worse than you think.
Yeah.
And brush your teeth before, get some mouthwash.
Or mint.
Twist that stuff around. And you want it to be minty.
Well, and I'm going to say, some of you too, more than just fresh breath, you might want to bring some actual flavor into this. Now, not everybody's going to be into this because... Some of us out there don't want to be messy or whatever, but because sex is messy enough. But like, I mean, you can involve syrups, involve, I mean, you're looking at me like I'm crazy, but this is a real thing.
No, I'm just imagining things.
So like, you can involve flavored
what?
Syrups and whipped cream, things like that. If you want to make it real spicy, edible underwear. I mean, that's a taste. Like, that's a thing.
We've never
done that. I'm just saying some people like this sort of thing.
Paint a false picture here.
I'm not saying us. I'm just saying some people out there really enjoy that.
Larry the Cable Guy did this whole comedy bit on edible underwear, and it was.
I mean, some. I guess somebody.
Funny.
It's like,
I
mean, a fruit roll up. Just get a fruit roll up and like
say that.
Make
he
it.
Said, she had these eating britches. He's eating britches, and then he said, "But I had to get a fruit roll up because I'm on a diet, so I had to get the low calorie eating britches." It was ridiculous. But anyway.
No, but seriously, if you want to get fruit by the foot and like make a little weave around the, I mean, maybe you take it and just down each other's body, make it fun. I don't know.
Okay, while we're on a random tangent, there was this Seinfeld episode one time where George Costanza got into this kick where he thought like food was so sensual during like intimate moments.
Oh, yes.
And so,
yes.
So he like talked his, I guess, girlfriend into whenever they would like start making out and like heading that way, they had all this food and he'd be like, all right, eat. And like they would stop making out and he would like down a sandwich real fast.
Goodness.
Like with his shirt off, because he was convinced that like it enhanced the taste buds
experience or something.
Were fired up and it made sex better. It was, they didn't show anything. It was just kind of a ridiculous sort of scenario as the show was built on. But I do think something that they were onto is that you want to engage all five of your senses. That's why we're talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, of course, is touch. And touch is the most obvious one.
Yes.
Because it should be full body. It's your, every one of your senses is engaged. The touch isn't just during the act of lovemaking, but leading up to it, some massage, even sensual massage, the non-sexual physical affection you've shown throughout the day, all of those are an act of foreplay. Foreplay should be an all-day event that you're, you know, through the words you're saying, through your flirtation, your laughter, your tenderness, your touch, that when you get to the bedroom, both of you are feeling loved and cared for and safe, and that this is just a natural expression of continuing that to its natural climax.
That's right. Yeah, touch definitely enhances it. I think that, you know, there's a place for a quickie, like for busy parents here and there, but when that's your go-to and you never engage your senses, you're missing out.
Yeah,
you know?
You're just going to release.
And it can be fun. I mean, like, I don't know why, I was thinking of fruit roll-ups and I was just thinking like, all these kid snacks, like, you could, you know, like get your fishies and like, oh, how'd that get there in my belly button? Wow, there it is.
That's our house is a bunch of kids' snacks, which are the least sexy things on the planet.
No, but I'm saying use like, what you have.
Lucky Charms all over your body. Yeah, I'm going to find your Lucky Charm.
That's you right.
Know, I don't know. I don't even know what that means. We're
wow.
off the rails. But
wow.
if anyone at Lucky Charms would like to be a sponsor of this podcast, we could.
We could have it, yeah. Those marshmallows are amazing. They're yummy.
They're magically delicious.
They're magically delicious. Yes, so that brings us to the tip, the sex tip that you may have never heard of. Okay, I have one. Do you have one?
I want to hear yours.
All right. Okay, so mine, you may have heard of actually, but I think a lot of people neglect this part of the body, okay? And you're like, oh, what is she talking about? What? You know, okay, so.
The pinky toe.
It's the pinky toe. I'm just kidding. Is that a thing? Write me if that is. That's,
I don't know. Some people have these foot fetishes.
Toes are a thing for some people. Like, your digits might be really something. I don't know. Like, they might, you know, they call them digits, right? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I
okay. So, like, maybe that's something, but no, I was going to talk about the ears. Ears.
Yeah, there we go.
So, there's something in that there's like some nerve endings in the ear where if you stimulate the ears, kissing on them, you know what I'm saying. Like, that can enhance the experience. Even rubbing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now those ear,
it kind of can
earlobes.
Enhance. It can enhance things.
Go for the lobe.
The lobes. Give some love to the lobes.
Give some love to the lobes. Hey, guys, that's you weren't expecting that, but give it a try. Give it a try.
Yeah.
You I might mean, like it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, listen, if you want to hear more about sex from us, we did a 14-day series in January all about sex, sex positions, foreplay, fetishes and more. We'll put a link to that in the description. For those of you on YouTube, we did a series of videos called Christian Sex Positions with these position cards that are non-pornographic stick figures. We had so much fun with it.
It's funny. It's a funny video.
It's funny, but it's
also educating.
Also educating.
And yeah. challenging, I would say.
Yeah, you need
some
to
of this,
do some stretching to pull off some of
you
these.
You may go to yoga and be like, I'm going to aim for this or whatever. So, yeah. Thank you all so much for joining us. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you for indulging us on this topic that a lot of us feel so nervous to talk about, but we want to make it fun. We want to make it so that, you know, what we say here isn't even the most important part of this episode. It's what the two of you say to each other. So go ahead and talk about this. Thank you all so much for joining us. This has been a lot of fun, and we hope you've had fun. You know, what we say here isn't nearly as important as what the two of you say to each other and the things that you share with each other and just what you learn about each other. And we hope that it enhances your relationship. So make sure you don't miss any of these episodes in this series. Be sure to join us next Monday. And also don't forget to get our free resource called 10 Unhealthy Types of In-Laws by clicking on the link description. We hope to see you next time.